October 15 is International Pregnancy and Infant Loss Day. It's a day where bereaved parents from Australia and across the world pause and remember their babies who they have lost. Now, one in four pregnancies will end this way. It is a traumatic experience that many women go through alone. But that doesn't have to be the case, because there is an amazing charity called the Pink Elephant Support Network. And on the line, I've got Gabby, who's one of the co-founders. Tell us all about it.
So Pink Elephants was founded nearly 5 years ago by myself and our CEO, Sam Payne. We began because through our own experiences, Sam and I both realised that there wasn't support out there that was specific to early pregnancy loss. And as you've said, Ellie, yes, one in four couples will experience this kind of loss. So, you know, yes, it's very common. However, that doesn't take away from the grief that, you know, these couples will experience having lost these pregnancies. So Pink Elephants, yes, is specific to supporting early pregnancy loss. And we do that by providing resources, information, and personalized peer support using a digital first approach. That being, everything is readily available online to anyone, anywhere, at any time, which really helps us to reach all the people that might be looking for support.
It's good to see initiatives like this being set up, because in the past it's been a taboo topic, so to speak, and that it's women's business and that you would suffer in silence and you'd not have a conversation with anyone. And it's like, you go through it alone. It's your business.
You're so right when you say women do feel like they have to go through it alone. And because people don't talk about it, or the women themselves are ashamed to talk about it, you know, particularly this year with COVID and all that brought with it, we've had, you know, a fivefold increase in people that are actually seeking our support. They are actually physically alone when going through this, because they have to attend appointments and scans and all of this on their own. They've got nobody, they can't even have their partners with them. So it's certainly been a very trying year.
How can people support someone who's going through such a traumatic experience? What would your number one piece of advice be?
Oh, the number one piece of advice would be to acknowledge the loss and to acknowledge the grief that a woman might be feeling. Just, you know, I'm very sorry for your loss and the loss of your baby. Acknowledging it was a baby. I think acknowledgement, and then just, you know, being there to listen, being there to make as many cups of tea as are needed.
And why is today, International Pregnancy and Infant Loss Remembrance Day, such a significant date in the calendar?
Look, I think it is, again, just giving a voice to the grief that women and couples are experiencing with these losses. And whilst they will never, ever forget the babies that they've lost, I think it just gives them a space in amongst the wider society in which to acknowledge that.
If you're on social media, you can search the Pink Elephant Support Network, give them a like on Facebook, give them a follow on Instagram, or check out pinkelephants.org.au.